here on the Mountaineer Coach's Corner with head coach Travis Pittman as football season is back, getting ready for week one against Charlotte Latin School. Coach, tell us a little bit about the summer, some 7-on-7s and some summer work first off.
Brody, we had a good summer as far as participation. We had kids coming Monday through Thursday. We averaged probably 30 kids a day. We started 8 o'clock in the morning, finished up around 10:30. It's about let's make that about 7 weeks of that. So, as far as dedication, you're looking at 7 times 4, 28 days of summer that these kids have come out on their own and try to get better at the game and also just in the weight room and skill-wise as far as agilities and stuff like that. As far as 7-on-7s, we competed in several of those. We looked good at times, and sometimes we need a lot of improvement. We hope that we can carry some of the good stuff over and we can, work on the stuff that we didn't do really well in those 7-on-7s, which we did at the time. And we got a lot of things to overcome as far as youth, I think, and but only time can heal that and experience.
So on through the summer, you got some of your scrimmages against Irwin a couple weeks ago and then didn't get much against Inca last week. But how do you just take any season and figure out what you're going to run with here?
I think after our two scrimmages, we found out what we needed to work on as far as coaches and what we needed to build off of. Irwin was a very good team, probably returned 80-90% of their players from last year, and we probably returned 20%. So it was a good eye-opener for our younger kids and also where our older kids need to be leaders and help develop our younger kids at that time. As far as Inca, we didn't get much out of that scrimmage. Just the rain that come in and the amount of rain that come in, I don't think, our defense played really good. We rallied to the football, which we didn't against Irwin, so I thought in that category we stepped up and rallied to it. Offensively, I just really can't say we got much out of it because it was about like a hurricane.
Coach, one final question looking at Charlotte Latin, who we're going to be taking on tonight. Familiar opponent, played them week one last year. They return a little bit of talent. What are you thinking on them coming in? Game plan for them?
I think that people ask me, what does Charlotte Latin look like? It's a different opponent than what we usually face just around in our region. They bring more of a skill lineman. They're not the 270-pound guys. They're the 220, 230 guys that still can play the position, but the fact that in the matter of the way they move, it's just a little bit different. We hope that we've gotten better in practice, both sides of the ball, and be able to give them a game. Last year we went down there and was able to come out on top, so I'm sure that they got a little chip on their shoulder and want to come up here and do the same thing to us. Looking forward to see how our younger kids play, and looking forward to see how our older kids lead us out there. Would like to ask and encourage everybody to come out to Memorial Stadium tomorrow night at 7:30 to get behind these kids. And they've put a lot of work into this, and I always say that the more fans we got out here and the better support we got, it's just it makes it contagious for our kids and it builds a great environment.
Certainly. This is the Mountaineer Coaches Show with Coach Travis Pittman.